Hello, sweetie. Are you hungry? Sorry to keep you waiting. Dinner won't be ready for a little while yet. Maybe have a snack in the meantime? You're not that hungry? Well then, why are you in the... Oh, what's wrong? You look upset. Is everything okay? Oh dear. You and your girlfriend split up? I'm so sorry, sweetie. I know you really liked her. I mean, you and her were dating for so long. I was starting to think that she and you might really end up together. Do you mind if I ask what happened? She cheated on you? Oh no. How could she cheat on you? Why, that's terrible. Come here. Let mommy hug you. Oh, sweetie. Girl, everything will be okay. Everything will be alright. I know it seems bad now, but that's just because it's still fresh. Breakups happen. It's just a part of life that we must accept. The important thing is that you keep your chin up. You never know. Maybe this is just a step to finding something even better. Someone even better. And until then, mommy is right here to give you all the love and tenderness you could need. Hmm? Oh. Well, yes. I guess it's a little odd for me to call myself mommy. I guess I should say stepmommy. But I like to think that we get along well enough that at least you don't think of me as some stranger. You don't mind if I call myself mommy? Oh. Well then, I shall say it with pride. You have always been so kind to me. Even though you were already a man by the time I married your father, you welcomed me into your home without a single hesitation. I've always been happy about that. I know that it must be odd to meet some strange old lady when you are already 18, ready to head out into the world on your own. Oh. There. See what I mean? You're so sweet, telling me that I'm not old. I suppose that's easier for you to say. I am, after all, not much older than you. That must have been hard on you as well. Having a new stepmom who was less than a decade older than you. Well, what can I say? Your father had a sort of masculine charm that I just couldn't resist. And apparently neither could his secretary. Nothing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be bitter. I know he is your father after all. It was really a shame though when he told me he was leaving me. I'm sure it must have been shocking for you as well. Coming home to find that your father left and that I was the only one still here. It was difficult. But I was very happy when you came home from college. It's nice to have a man around the house again. Which brings me back to this girl you had. How could she turn away from such a good man? I mean, what on earth could she see in anyone else if she had you? You're sweet, kind, and thoughtful. Not to mention you're just so handsome. Had I met you before I met your father, who knows? Oh, what am I saying? Oh my, I must sound like the worst person ever. Here you are after a breakup, and some thirsty old cougar trying to sink her teeth into her stepson. Ex-stepson. I'm sorry, sweetie. I know we aren't related and, technically, we aren't family anymore. I'm still family in your eyes. That makes me happy to hear. Yes. Forget about those who hurt us. We still have each other, right? Well, like I said, dinner won't be for a little while, so why don't you go and have a seat in the living room and I'll come and get you when the dinner is ready. You would like to help me? That's very kind of you. Well, how could I say no to such an eager assistant? Well, I've already got the stock boiling, but I suppose I could use some help cutting up the vegetables. Think you could handle that? It's not too much, I don't think. Just some carrots and potatoes. I can count on you. Well then, I suppose I've got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's get to it then. You're rather good at that. I don't recall you doing much cooking like this before you went off to college. Did you learn how to do this there? Ah, I see. Well, yes. It's absolutely a wonderful skill to have. Especially in college. Instant ramen and boxed mac and cheese can only sustain you for so long. I bet you were very popular with your classmates. Once they found out that you could cook, I bet the girls were just wild about you too. Well, you know what they say. Ladies love a man who knows how to cook. Or maybe that's just me. Oh, there's that blush again. Gosh, you got even easier to tease than before. Not that I mind, of course. Ah, you're finished? Wonderful. This is a big help. Thank you. I'll go ahead and add this in now. And that is about all I have for you to do in here. The only thing left is to finish frying these pork cutlets. But I can handle that on my own. But if you are still eager to help me, I have another thing that you could do for me. Well, you see, upstairs in the bathroom, the sink has been a little finicky lately. Sometimes the water gets hot for no reason, and other times it won't get hot at all. I know you weren't going to school for plumbing, but do you think you could take a look at it for me? Who knows? Maybe you'll find something up there that I couldn't. Thanks, sweetie. I knew I could count on you. My handsome, young knight in shining armor. Oh, I'm just teasing you. It's nice to see you still blush like that when I compliment you. Okay, I've had my fun. Go on and take a look. But don't rush. It'll be a while yet till I'm finished. I'll come up and let you know when the dinner is ready. Sweetie, are you still in here? Ah, there you are. Dinner will be ready soon enough. You can't find anything wrong with the plumbing? Well, yes, that makes sense. There is nothing wrong with it. Well, obviously I made it up, silly. Why did I send you up here to look at the pipes? Well, I was just, I wanted to bring you up here for this. I'm sorry. I know that must have seemed like it came out of nowhere. It's just, I saw how upset you were about your girlfriend leaving you, and I just wanted to do something to make you happy. And then I thought about how your father walked out on me and how I wished someone had done that for me. And I guess I got a little selfish. And I suppose I still feel a bit selfish because I plan to do it again. So, if you don't want this, now is your time to stop me. I wasn't joking when I said I might have tried to be your woman had I met you first. You know, I admit, ever since we first met, I've liked you. You are so nice, charming, sweet, and yes, you are very... very handsome. That girl didn't deserve you. You deserve better. You deserve a woman. Would you like that, sweetie? Would you like I knew it. To be fair, I'm not as naive as you might think. I've got you before. Looking at me. Little sideways glances. Little cheeky looks at my chest and my ass. I like that. I like catching you staring at my body with hungry eyes. Now I just wonder if you ever caught me looking at you. Oh yes, I admit. I thought about this for a long time. I know you said you couldn't find anything wrong with the pipes. But if you don't mind, I think there is one I need to inspect for myself. What do you say? Do you mind if your darling stepmommy takes a look at your pipe? Good boy. This is a lot bigger than I imagined. It's so much bigger than it already feels so hard and nice. It just needs a little polishing, don't you think? So, what do you think? Doesn't my hand feel nice stroking you? How many times did you stroke this dick imagining it was me? Oh, but you didn't just imagine it was my hand, did you? If you're a good boy and you tell stepmommy exactly what you imagined, who knows? Maybe I'll do it for you. Anything to cheer up, my sweet boy? Oh my, what a shameless boy. Telling his stepmother he wants to fuck her tits. To think I've been living under the same roof with such a pervert. I'm just teasing you, sweetie. Oh, I just can't resist that blush. Well, you were such a good boy. Being so honest, how could I ever say no? Here you go, baby. Your stepmommy's bare breasts. Are they as nice as you imagined they would be? Even better? Oh, flattery will get you everywhere, sweetie. One moment. I just need to prep them a little. There we go. Now, come here. Fuck your slutty stepmom's big fat titties. Mm. Is it the goat baby? Are you happy you're finally doing this? I'm so happy. I've wanted to see your pleasured face for so long. Keep going. I want you to keep fucking my tits till you bust it. Mark me as your woman. Oh, it's so warm. Gosh, there's so much. Oh, you've been holding that in for a while now, haven't you? Let me taste you. Your cum tastes so good. I might need you to blow your load in my mouth next time. Speaking of which, you're still as hard as a rock. Even after that huge load. You think you can go again? Oh, good boy. That's what I like to hear. Well, in that case, I want you to lay down on your back. Just let me take care of everything, sweetie. I bet you didn't think I wasn't wearing any panties when you saw me in the kitchen. Well, what can I say? I was ready for this. Now, look at me. You see how wet I am, baby? How wet you make my mature pussy? Don't worry. I will take care of you. Now I'm just gonna... slide your cock in. Wow. That's tight. I've never been this full. Okay. No, I'm fine, sweetie. Don't worry. Your cock is just so big. Okay, here we go, baby. Yes. Yes. Yes, that's it, sweetie. Would your step-mommy ride your cock up and down? Fuck. Yes, baby. Are you getting close to coming? Oh, yes, go on, baby. I want you to feel good. Let it out whenever you like. I don't care. blow your load inside of me. Oh, I have your baby. I want your baby. Oh, I want you to mark me as your woman forever. Oh, this pussy is yours. Oh, only yours. Oh, oh. Yes, sweetie. Oh, come for me. Come inside. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, that was. I love you. I'll always be here for you. And even though I'm your woman now, you can still call me mommy if you like. Oh, shit. Dinner. Oh, no. No. Sweetie? How do you feel about ordering a pizza?